Of the Steakhouse. Make some damn noise. Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Hey, it's 10:21. Mike Connie's here. We're excited. A lot to talk to, but I wrote a buy or sell. Fred Blankenship gets bumped today for Mike Conti. But Fred Blankenship is next week, and here's why. Mike's always there to fill in and help out, and not always a fill-in. We love to have, especially Atlanta United and all the soccer stuff going on, our program manager here. But we write the buy or sell specifically for who the guest's going to be, right? And just let's just say the profile of Freddie Blankenship and Mike Conti, I would be writing different buy or sells.
So am I getting Fred's questions?
No.
Okay, thank God. Because
no, that would be fun. Yeah.
No, you're two very different people.
Very.
Yes. So nary the two shall meet in terms of the lives lived. My point is, I wrote it for Conti last night.
Awesome.
Blankenship called this morning. He said, you guys need me this morning. He's like, no. We need to know you're ready.
You should have had Fred.
No.
I didn't write it
for him. You know
but
what I'm
he'll
saying?
Be in next week.
He's in next week. Okay. Don't worry about him, Mike. You don't have to be so nice about it. So listen. Update Wimbledon because we don't do sports update, which gives us more time for us.
Yeah.
So
Medvedev and Alcaraz are even at a set of piece on serve in the third set.
Okay.
So basically a tie game.
I would say, this is ESPN, I would say the folks at Disney would like to see Alcaraz win this and get breakfast at Wimbledon with one of the biggest stars in tennis. No?
Yeah, I would probably agree with that. I think Medvedev.
He's a great player and he's won big tournaments.
Yeah, a lot of people like to root against the Russian these days.
Listen, Novak Djokovic and Alcaraz would be a hell of a final.
I would like
that'd be a hell of a final.
I would love that.
All right, so that's just updating. There's our sports update. now let me ask you about explaining to folks. I don't know when it is Lagerfeld. We've had him on the station talking about it. We got $50 million. Is that the most money any MLS franchise has been able to acquire?
In one window, yes. And it's by far. And it's a pretty big deal.
So who gets credit for all this?
I think it goes back to Darren Eales.
Yeah.
He started it.
Yep.
And some of the, for example, they're getting some money on Ezequiel Barco. All right, Barco was like someone they brought in 2018. That was 6 years ago. So that was Darren and Carlos Bocanegra.
Right.
Big time. So money from Ezequiel Barco. Money from Thiago Almada, again, someone that Darren and Carlos brought in. Caleb Wiley, Academy product. So not only is that...
Academy product.
Yes.
Wow.
So now you're talking about all the Academy coaches, the Academy director, you know, the U15 coach, the U16 coach, the Atlanta United 2 coach, Tony Annan, for example, now coaching at the University of South Carolina. He's a big part of that, too.
So what did we get for him?
Reportedly... I don't think it's confirmed, but reportedly at least $9 million. And it's an Academy guy, so that's $9 million profit.
Wow.
You started at zero.
Yeah, that's how Arthur Blank shows up at your facility and talks to the coaches and gives you a fist bump. Like,
absolutely.
Well done.
Yeah.
Well done.
And
right?
I know a lot of people are hung up on the results right now, and that is totally fair because they haven't been very good this year. But to generate $50 million that you can go play with is unheard of in Major League Soccer.
We're watching Copa and we're watching the Euro, and we're thinking about these international players. How realistic is it that they can go into, you know, international waters mm-hmm. and bring back names, star-type player with a kind of – because I know what they're saying. Like, we're going to shoot for the moon to
right.
a degree, right?
So the challenge will be, can you convince those names to play in Major League Soccer? It's one thing to do that with Messi, who's a little bit in the twilight of his career.
Right.
And he can go to Miami where he has property and he can bring his super friends in and all of that. It would be another thing for like a Kylian Mbappe, who is still in the prime of his career.
Yeah.
I don't know if you're playing in that pool.
Yeah. So who are you asking about, G?
Well, I was going to say, it was like, so Mike, Gio Reyna, of course, many listeners here, soccer fans know Gio Reyna. It's a centerpiece of the Team USA, but could he be a centerpiece? Could he be a centerpiece for Atlanta United? I heard the rumor on MLS Soccer.
I don't think it was a rumor. I think it was a suggestion made by Sasha Klishtin on MLSsoccer.com. I think again with a player like Gio Reyna, that's the battle you're having. He probably wants to play in Europe. He wants to play in one of the big five leagues in the world. Can you convince him to play in MLS? But if you can convince him to do that, you have all the money
right.
that you need to make
you
that
have,
happen.
You are not going to be outbid or outmaneuvered by another MLS team
absolutely.
In this scenario.
Not at this moment.
Not at this
no.
moment.